Hey, you, listening, right now, yeah, you, not the person over there, you, welcome to the table. This is Sunday Spreads, your one-stop shop for NFL news, hot takes, and weekly bets, where we break bread and everybody eats. My name is Brian Bracey, and I'm usually here with my boy Mr. Watson. However, it's another week where it's just me. He's having some travel issues, which, hey, keep my man's in your prayers, baby. He should be back for next episode. He's on his way back. Flights got delayed. Flights got canceled. All that goodness. You know how that go. But yeah, we're here. Another week. I have his picks, so I will give those to you after we do our recap of week 11. Another great week of football. I'm not going to lie, though. I'm getting a little sad because like once that was like week double digits, week 10, 11, 12, it's like, bro, football season's almost over. And I know a lot of people are going to say, man, like we still got so much time. I know, but we're past the midway point. So now it's like glass is half empty. You know what I mean? So I'm already missing football and like fantasy football. If you're not making the playoffs, like your season's almost over. Hopefully I'm making the playoffs in most of my leagues, but honestly, things aren't looking too good. Injury bug has taken my teams out of contention, which isn't the best, but hey, we're still alive. We'll see how it goes. And then we got the playoffs of fantasy football, which is the rest of the season. But like once we get in the playoffs, which is right around the corner, Thanksgiving's next week. Next week. Once we get past Thanksgiving, it's like, yo, this is the home stretch. Start getting ready for basketball season. And I don't want to. My favorite time of the year is football season. And if you're listening, odds are it's your favorite time of the year too. And that brings us to our first spot. No, I'm just kidding. I wish we had a sponsor. One day we'll get a little sponsor. But yeah, here, I'm on a little tangent. My bad. That's on me. Nobody else on me. Let's start with the first game, the Thursday night game of week 11. We had Commanders on the road at the Eagles. And the Eagles take that dub by 8 points, 26-18. And honestly, it was really close. That was a really close game until Saquon kind of took over in the fourth quarter. Saquon got a touchdown run and then broke another big touchdown run. And it was like, all right, you guys got it. Like, this is your game. Commanders ended up going down the score one more time. But honestly, the Eagles are up there. And like the NFC East, I think they're the best team. I don't even think it's it's close, I guess, with the Commanders. I don't know. They could split this year, maybe. But I think when push comes to shove, no pun intended with the tush push, I think the Eagles are going to be the better team and the harder team to face come playoff time, especially with the way their team is built. Their defense is balling out, making plays. And then when it gets to those cold weather months of the season, the playoff time, and it's like, yo, we could just hand this thing off to Saquon Barkley and let him work. And then once you bring that safety over the top, it's like, yo, AJ, run this 9 route for me, playboy. And you got a tutty. So Eagles are definitely scary. On to the next one. We had a NFC North battle. Packers on the road in Chicago against the Bears, and the Packers win by 1. Honestly, I got a few takeaways from this. Packers are not the team, at least I thought they were. Like, they're struggling. Like, there's games that's like, yo, you should be blowing these teams out. The Bears, I get it. It's a division rival. That's how it works. But it's like, yo, this was your chance to go in there because the Bears were looking bad. Like, they were looking terrible. Like, granted, they won, but it's like, yo, put your foot on their neck. Get some confidence going into the next week. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. But my other takeaway is Caleb Williams looked a lot better with this new offensive coordinator, which speaks to my theory of Caleb Williams is struggling because there's no offensive mind there to really mold him. Because like all the mistakes he's making are like, bro, you're trying to do too much. Like, you're thinking you're still on the college level. This isn't the college level. This is the NFL. Like, everyone here, they're professional athletes. In college, it's like when you play Utah, yeah, one of their corners might be an accountant the next year. Like, he might never play football again. Just because they're D1 athletes doesn't mean that they're these elite athletes of the world. Like, that's professional sports, not Division I college. Like, granted, Division I college players are way better than I ever was, or most of the people, like most people, especially the people listening to his, odds are those guys are way better than you. Like, but not everybody is Travis Hunter, if you know what I mean. Like, not everybody is that top recruit that's going to be coming out soon. So Caleb Williams is trying to make these plays against NFL players as if they're just Joe Blow from Utah State. Like, that's not going to work. So he needs that offensive mind to really, like, push him in the right direction, if that makes sense. And I think with this new offensive coordinator, like, things aren't perfect. It's not definitely not going to change in a week. I think he needs a legitimate, like, great offensive mind, Ben Johnson, from the Lions. But that's neither here nor there. With that said, Ben Johnson. Oh, wait, is it Ben Johnson? No, it's Brian Johnson, right? Let me look that up real quick. I'm pretty sure it's Brian Johnson or Ben Johnson. I don't know. I have no idea what this man's name is. It's Ben Johnson. I was right the first time. Hey, we have the same birthday. What do you know? He's just 6 years older than me. You learn something new every day. Ben Johnson. Maybe that's why I thought his name was Brian, because my name is Brian. But that's clear. Never mind. Tangent over. Moving on to the Lions and Jaguars. Battle of the Kitty Cats. The Lions did exactly what was expected. I'm pretty sure last episode I said that the Lions are going to put up at least 40, and I can see the Jags putting up like 3 because Mac Jones is starting. They put up 6. So I guess 2 field goals instead of 1. The Lions put up 52. Going crazy. Honestly, the Lions, it's hard to not say the Chiefs are the best team in the league, even though they did just lose to the Bills. But it's like, yo, it's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. It's hard to bet against that. But the Lions, they're hungry. No pun intended. Like, they're putting foots on necks every game they get a chance. Like, if you're a bad team, they're going to make you look bad. And not just look bad. They're going to make you look like you shouldn't even be on the field. Like, I'm sure some Jaguars players were questioning, like, am I an NFL player? Or should I be an accountant? Because the things that Amon-Ra and Jared Goff and David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, the things they're doing to us should be illegal. 52-6. I'm pretty sure 52 points is the most amount of points that have been put up this season, and the Lions have done it twice. Yeah, they're like that. Next game, we had Raiders on the road at the Dolphins. Dolphins take it 34-19. I mean, that played out how it's supposed to. The Raiders are pretty much tanking, trying to get the best pick as possible so good old Tom Brady can make a decision on who he wants to play quarterback, Shador Sanders. I'm pretty sure that's who it'll end up being if they have the chance. And then the Dolphins, they're starting to get their rhythm back, start to look like the Dolphins. The Dolphins are supposed to be that AFC Detroit Lions where it's like, yo, they could put up 50 at any point. So putting up 34, it's a nice little look, getting everything back on track over there. They're 4-6, so they still have a playoff chance. And honestly, that'd be a team that would slip into like the 7th seed. You don't really want to see the Dolphins. Like, are the Dolphins scary? No, they're Dolphins. But also, I don't really want to deal with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and all that speed that they have over there in Miami. Like, at any moment, you could be like, yeah, we got to hold on this game. And it's like, boom, 270-yard touchdowns. And it's like, yo, we down 14. What are we about to do? So we'll see how that goes with the Dolphins. Next game, we had Rams at Patriots. Rams took that by 6, 28-22. And honestly, I think the Patriots, I said it last episode, the Patriots are better than at least what I thought they were going to be. A lot of people thought the Patriots were going to be just awful. Like, they're 3-8, but I think they're better than their record. Like, right now, I'm pretty sure the Cowboys are 3-7 or 3-8, one of those two. They're 3-something. And the Patriots are a better team than the Cowboys right now. Granted, the Cowboys are banged up. Like, they're hurt. They're missing their starting quarterback. They're just now getting key defensive players back. But that's neither here nor there. Like, end of the day, if the Patriots and the Cowboys lined up on a football field right now, I'm taking the Patriots. Like, I think they're a better team. I think they're a better run. They're definitely a better organization ran. Like, Jerry Jones is 100% business. And Robert Kraft is like, I'm trying to, like, this is business, but if we win, that brings business. Jerry Jones is just like, let me just get the fans as close as possible to the players. That's our business. Like, we don't care if we win. You're still going to buy our clothes. You're still going to throw that star sticker on the back of your car. So it doesn't matter what your record is. He doesn't care. I digress. I'm sorry. Rams, on the other hand, they're 5-5. Still in the hunt for the NFC West. division. All those teams are real, like, clustered up together. The 49ers don't look too great, so the Rams could jump ahead and maybe challenge the Cardinals, take that division. Rams could be in the playoffs if they stay healthy. And nobody wants to see Puka and Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford in the playoffs. Next game, we had Browns and Saints. Saints took it 35-14. I mean, I feel like a lot of people knew that was coming. Granted, the Saints aren't a good team, but the Browns are a really bad team. And Jameis didn't play bad. I believe he threw for over 200, threw two touchdowns. Like, he didn't play bad at all. It's just the Browns are a bad football team, so they're struggling right now. But just know that this week the Browns play, and if Jameis Winston had a good game last week and had a bad game the week before and then had a good game the week before that, just know there's a pattern. Good, bad, good, bad. This week is the bad week. I expect him to play terrible this week. And actually, they're playing the Steelers, but let's segue into the next game, Ravens at Steelers. That was a game. Great game. And honestly, the Steelers, I said it last episode, the Steelers have shocked me. They are a lot better than what I thought they would be. They can mess around and win that division. It's looking like they're going to mess around and win that division. Am I too scared of the Steelers if I'm the Chiefs or the Bills or even the Ravens, like, in the playoffs? Am I super like, oh man, I don't want to see the Steelers? No, I wouldn't be scared. But however, Pittsburgh can get a little rowdy. And it's a little cold. You don't want to play there in the playoffs. But then again, I just think, like, even though they just beat the Ravens, I think the Ravens are a better team. I think the Bills are a better team. I think the Chiefs are a better team in the AFC. I could see the Steelers messing around, getting the 2 seed, right? And then they lose to the Dolphins as the 7 seed. Like, one of those kind of games where it's like, oh, two loses to 7. When it's like, Steelers, it's not that big of a deal. Next game, we had Vikings at Titans. Vikings take that by 10, 23-13. Same old thing. Titans are bad football team. Vikings are good football team. They're supposed to win that game. The Vikings are definitely coming down to earth, though. They're no longer just blowing teams out by 30. I didn't think that was real. I spoke about that on previous pods. I don't think anybody really thought it was real. Maybe Vikings fans were like, yeah, this is us. No. It's not that. It's Sam Darnold at the end of the day. I don't think anyone going into the playoffs on the NFC side are thinking, oh my God, we have to play the Vikings. I don't think anyone's thinking that. I think they'll be thinking like, cool, we get to play the Vikings instead of playing the Lions or the Eagles. Like, those are the guys you don't want to play. Other than that, the game was chalk. Colts, Jets, that was a close one. 28-27, Colts take it. The Jets. I've heard some wild stuff about the Jets. I'm going to see if I can, like, pull it up. But apparently, like, their owner, Woody Johnson, is bugging. Like, he's just doing whatever he wants. So I guess there were reports saying that Johnson fired Robert Saleh without consulting anyone. Just like off back was like, yeah, we're done. He suggested to the team to bench Aaron Rodgers in favor of Tyrod Taylor, even though coaches are like, bro, one, you're going to piss off Aaron. You're going to embarrass him. And the rest of the team is going to say you're crazy and they're not going to want to back you. Then there was a trade, or Johnson blocked Bryce Huff's extension, which is from Douglas. So Bryce Huff wanted an extension. Woody Johnson was like, not happening. Then he nixed a trade where they were offering Alan Lazard and a day two pick in the NFL draft for Jerry Jeudy. Bro, that's a come up. Like, I'm sorry, but that's a come up. You're trading Alan Lazard and like a third or fourth round pick for Jerry Jeudy, former first rounder? Yes, give me Jerry Jeudy, who just went crazy in the Cleveland game. But he said no. Apparently, what else did he do? Oh, he's part of the reason why Hassan Reddick was holding out. Tyron Smith and Mike Williams, who have done nothing. Mike Williams got traded halfway through his first season in New York. Tyron Smith is playing the worst football he's ever played in his entire life, and he's an All-Pro Hall of Famer. Woody Johnson was the reason they signed them. Nobody else in the organization wanted him, and he signed him. He's the one that pushed for the Davante Adams trade, hasn't done anything, and he's pretty much pushing Aaron Rodgers out of the door. Oh, and they just fired their GM. So Woody Johnson is just out here terrorizing his organization, just like, how can I ruin this whole thing? Which makes me believe maybe that theory that Aaron Rodgers went to New York to destroy the Jets because of Woody Johnson's thoughts on the vaccine. Because he was a big advocate for the vaccine, and Aaron Rodgers was completely against the vaccine. So I could see Aaron Rodgers being that petty to be like, yeah, let's just go ruin it. Like, let's just go ruin whatever the Jets got going on. Because last year and the year before, everyone's like, yo, the Jets are next up. Their defense is legit. All they need is a quarterback, and then they get Aaron Rodgers. Granted, he ruptures his Achilles the first game, but maybe that's when it all clicked for him. Maybe that's when he was like, yeah, I'm going to ruin this even more. I hate the Jets. I don't know. Don't know the guy, but maybe. And to prove that the Jets are just terrible right now, Anthony Richardson went off. And y'all know how I feel about Anthony Richardson. He is not the guy. But he was out there running through dudes to score touchdowns, just trucking them, looking like Cam Newton, Tim Tebow in the flesh. Like, yeah, you make Anthony Richardson look good, it's time to back it up. Next game, we had Falcons at Broncos. Broncos smacked them 38-6. Yeah, like Mike Watson has said, Falcons, you're on the list. No more betting on you. They terrible. Last week, Watson took Broncos money line, sticking to his word. I took Falcons plus 7.5, got smacked. Smacked up, 32 points. Smacked up. So, and Bijan didn't do too well, so my fantasy team ain't look too great. So, yeah, the Falcons might have to blow up that whole situation. Well, not that whole situation, but, like, they might have jumped the gun on paying Kirk. Raheem Morris might not be the guy. I don't know. It's just 1 year. They all got to figure it out. Like, they're honestly, the Falcons are very young. They're a very young team outside of Kirk Cousins. But maybe you say, let's see if we can put him on a trade block, see what people can, like, in the offseason, see what we can get, and then just start Michael Penix. Start the young team. Let them build together. Because Michael Penix is, by the time Kirk Cousins' contract is up, I think Michael Penix will be like 28. Like, you 28 and you just now getting your first starts, that's kind of crazy. So they're going to have to play him eventually. Broncos, Bo Nix. Yo, cousin, I know you're listening. Bo Nix, he looks good. He looks good. Now, I know you've been on my back all year talking about Bo Nix, Bo Nix, Bo Nix. Now I've just been saying Mo Dix, Mo Dix, Mo Dix. Pause. But honestly, he looks good, man. He looks good. Do I think he is elite? No. Do I think he'll ever be elite? No. But I think he's a solid game manager. You put the right guys around him, he'll be able to win games for you. He's accurate. He's not afraid to move. Yeah, I think he's in a great situation with Sean Payton. Sean Payton got his guy. Next game, we had Seahawks 49ers. I was completely wrong about this one last week. 49ers lose 17-20. And look, 5-5. Both Seahawks and 49ers 5-5, Rams 5-5. The NFC West is up in the air. Like, anybody could take that. Geno Smith with the last second, like, scramble for a touchdown to win the game and then put up the Steph Curry go to sleep. That boy Geno balling. Geno going crazy. What's his name? Nick Bosa. He looked hurt. I guess he messed up his hip. He came off the ball a couple plays just looking a little limpy. And one play, like, dude didn't even block him. He just stood straight up, started hobbling off the field. That's a tough look. You know me, I don't really rock with the 49ers, but still, at the end of the day, I don't want to see nobody get hurt. I want to see the best quality football out on the field. That's just me as a lover of football. Next game. Game of the week material. Chiefs, Bills. Bills take it 30-21, giving the Chiefs their first loss of the season, ruining my predictions of a perfect season. I just want to see a perfect season, honestly. That's really what it comes down to. And I thought this was the only time we would have a chance. Like, because it doesn't come around often. Like, yeah, there'll be teams where, like, few years ago, the Steelers were 10-0. And it's like, everyone knew, like, all right, they're going to eventually lose. Like, they're not that good. They had a really good schedule going the first 10 games. You end up going to the playoffs and losing the first week. But, like, this Chiefs team, it's like, yo, they just won a Super Bowl. They're 9-0. Maybe they can do it. Like, there's a possibility this can happen. And, unfortunately, Josh Allen's not having it. He said, I'd rather have MVP than witness an undefeated season. So I think Josh Allen just catapulted himself into first for the MVP race, especially after Lamar Jackson losing and the Ravens losing to the Steelers this past week. Hey, man, you beat the Chiefs and you beat them by 9 and you ball out the way Josh Allen balled out. Yeah, MVP. This is his Cam Newton year, the year where Cam Newton had nobody around him, just solid players doing their job, and it's just like, yo, Cam, we hopping on your back, carry us. Josh Allen's doing the same exact thing. White Cam Newton. Sunday night's game, we had a barn burner. Chargers, Bengals, 34-27. Chargers take the dub. Honestly, the Chargers, they look good. Like, they're not a bad team, but, like, we talked about it a couple episodes ago where, like, the only teams they beat are teams with, like, losing records or just, like, bad teams. Even the Bengals, like, you're saying, like, oh, well, they beat the Bengals by a touchdown. The Bengals are 4-7. The Bengals don't look good. The Bengals are exciting to watch because they're going to put up points because Joe Burrow is out there slanging that thing. Pause. So they're going to put up points, but their defense is terrible. Like, I can barely name a defender on that team. Like, obviously, like, Sam Hubbard, Taylor Britt. Like, I know there's players over there, but, like, nothing with real significance. Nothing that's like, yeah, that team, like, that defense has some potential. They need to rebuild that defense. Especially if you're giving up 34 points to the Chargers. Like, the Chargers ain't, they not the team to be putting up crazy points. Like, that ain't them. Have they? Yeah, against bad teams a couple times, but, like, there's a couple times they winning games with 17 points. Like, they're just playing hardball football. Hard-nosed hardball football. And then we got the Monday night game. Texans-Cowboys. Yeah, y'all know how I feel about that. Texans took that 34-10. Honestly, it was a lot closer than the score said. It was 17-10 for a little bit. And then it was like 20-10. The Cowboys were in that game. It's just, it comes down to, like, when your quarterback is Cooper Rush and your starting running back is Rico Dowdle, that sounds terrible. Like, just think about that. Think about if I said a team was starting the season and their starting quarterback was Cooper Rush and their starting running back was Rico Dowdle. I promise you, you'd be like, that team is getting the first pick. It doesn't matter what the rest of the team is doing. They're getting the first pick. They're terrible. And honestly, with the way things are going, the Cowboys might not win another game. They might beat, like, the Giants or something. I don't know. But they might not win another game, and they might finish 3-14, which might be good enough for, like, a top three pick. If the Cowboys get a top three pick, personally, I think they can trade back, get a haul of picks. I'm talking about a later first-round pick. I'm talking about a first-round pick for the next year. I'm talking a second-round pick, third-round pick, just a ton of picks, and honestly rebuild this entire team in one offseason. It's possible. I know I sound delusional, but honestly, it's possible. Because, like, the team already has a great foundation. Like, it's not like the Panthers where it's like, oh, man, like, everything is in question. Like, the Raiders, oh, everything is in question outside of Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins. Like, the Cowboys, it's like, yo, you have one of the best edge rushers in the league. You have a great defensive end. Granny's getting a little older, DeMarcus Lawrence. You have two good corners. You have a good, young, flashy linebacker in Overshown. You have your franchise quarterback. You have a star wide receiver. You have youth on your offensive line that you can build up. So it's like, yo, we can just plug in holes. And, like, we could be, I'm not saying a Super Bowl contender in a year, but, like, at least back in the playoffs making a run in a year. It's possible. But you know what's crazy? It's only week 11. I'm already talking about the offseason. That's how you know this Cowboys season is bad, man. And I'll be pissed if we take Ashton Jeanty in the first 10 picks. Now, if we get, say we get to third and we trade back to pick 12 and we take Jeanty, sure, I'm fine with that. Do I believe we need to take a running back in the first round? No, but I get it. I get it. This dude's putting up insane numbers. So it's like the potential is that he is one of the best running backs in the league by year two. That's where, like, that's his ceiling. Like, he's up there. He could be top five as soon as he steps off the bus. However, in reality, most likely to happen, he's okay. Like, he's good. He's a good starter. He plays at Boise State. Their competition is boo-boo. Not saying, I'm not taking anything away from him. He can eat. He's balling. He's putting up crazy. Now, I just saw his numbers next to the last, like, four Heisman-winning running backs. His numbers are already better than theirs, and the season's not over. So, like, he's like that, but it's like, is some of that because he's playing bad competition? Is it because he's playing in the, was it the Mountain West Conference? I don't know. We'll see. But let me get off the whole Cowboys offseason thing, my little tangent. Let me give y'all our percentages on our picks last week for week 11. I finished with 71%. Watson finished with 75%. So last week, if you listened to the show and you didn't say, oh, well, Watson's not there, I don't want to just listen to Bracey talk, then you won. You won something. If you didn't say that and you stuck around, you made some bread and you're eating. Those people that came back this week and are like, oh, another week without Watson, man, I'm turning this off. They're going to lose again. 2 weeks in a row thinking, man, Sunday spreads, they ain't helped me out. They ain't let me eat. Nah, you ain't let you eat because you ain't want to listen. How you going to use your mouth if you not listening? Use your ears to use your mouth. Use your nose. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that again. Let's jump into week 12. We got a Thursday night game. We got Steelers, who are 3.5-point favorites on the road at Cleveland. Another NFC or AFC North battle. I think it should be a good game because it's a divisional game. But then again, this is supposed to be the Jameis play bad week because he played good last week. So I'm going to be safe here. Just because it is a division game, it could be close. I don't know. But I'm going to be safe. I'm taking Steelers money line. Watson is taking Steelers money line as well. Over under in that game is 36.5. I will bump it down to 29.5 and take the over. Watson taking 30.5 in the over. So we basically have the same exact picks. We're just off by 1 point with the over under. So we kind of see this game the same. I think the Steelers are a better team. The Browns are really bad. However, it's that divisional situation. Like, teams literally build their teams to beat their division rivals, because you win the division, you're in the playoffs, and that's the goal, to get in the playoffs. And then everything after that is just, let's make it work. Unfortunately for the Thursday night game and the Sunday games, Watson wasn't able to get me his picks for the parlay. Because his whole travel situation, he was just able to do the game picks. He didn't have time to do the parlay. He's most likely on the plane right now. He's actually supposed to land in like 30 minutes. But the only time we can get in here is on Wednesdays, 5 to 7. So yeah, we couldn't make it work, unfortunately. So next week, Watson should be back. I know he's the fan favorite. I don't know. I have no idea. But I put a little parlay together for Thursday night. So if y'all want to tell me, that's cool. If you don't, you'll lose. See what I did there? For Thursday night's game, parlay pie, I like George Pickens over 50 yards. I like Jerry Big Booty Judy over 40 yards. I like Najee Harris over 50 yards rushing. And I like Russell Wilson over 175 passing yards. So let me repeat that. I like George Pickens over 50 yards receiving, Jerry Judy over 40 yards receiving, Najee Harris over 50 yards rushing, and Russell Wilson over 175 yards passing. I think George Pickens has 100% become Russell Wilson's favorite target. Russell Wilson loves the deep ball. He loves that moonshot. And George Pickens is a 50-50 kind of wide receiver. Throw it up, I'm going to make the play. So they've definitely just become best friends. And it's funny because, like, Russell Wilson's always been known as, like, a square. And then George Pickens is known as, like, the just angry, like, NBA young boy type dude in the NFL. So, like, they're just, like, complete opposites, but clearly it's working out. Jerry Jeudy, he's their number one target over there in Cleveland. They're going to have to pass. That's just kind of what Jameis does. Like, they sling the ball around, and I can see Jerry Jeudy being that number one target for him. Najee Harris, over 50 yards. Steelers run the ball a lot. That's Mike Tomlin's thing. It's been a Steelers thing. Run the ball, play defense. So I could see Najee Harris getting his 50. And Russell Wilson getting that 175. Browns are just not good, a really good team. So I can see the Steelers really putting it on them. And part of putting it on them will be Russell Wilson throwing a couple deep balls. And, hey, maybe hit 2 40-yard bombs. Yo, that's 80 right there. You just need 100. So rock with me. That's my Thursday night parlay pie. Let's jump into the Sunday games. Sorry. We got Lions, who are 7.5-point favorites on the road at the Colts. And I like Lions minus 2.5. Something about the Colts, like, scares me. Like, because they're not a bad team. Like, actually, what is their record right now? They're 5-6. That's like, they're not bad, but they're not good. You know what I mean? Like, they can mess around and cover a spread, but they might not win. But then again, like, when the Lions play bad teams, they put their foot on their neck. But to be safe, I like Lions minus 2.5. Watson likes Lions minus 3. Over under in that game is 50.5. I bumped it down to 41.5 and took the over. Watson bumped it down to 42 and took the over. So we're pretty much right on. We're off by 0.5 for the spread and 0.5 for the over under. So we're right there. We're seeing this pretty similarly. Next game, we got Chiefs, who are 11-point favorites on the road against the Panthers. And I like the Chiefs minus 6.5. I think they just got done losing to the Bills on the road. They're going to go into Carolina. It's one of those games where it's like, let's get our confidence back up. Let's really put it on these dudes. Make it look ugly. Patrick Mahomes has one of those games where it's like, oh, yeah, that's Patrick Mahomes. 3 touchdowns, no picks, 300 yards. Like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Because he's always throwing picks now, and he only throws 1 touchdown a game. Like, Patrick Mahomes is not the fantasy quarterback people want him to be. I'll tell you that much. And I have him in a league, and that was a mistake. Watson likes Chiefs minus 6, so we're real close right there, off by 0.5. Over-under in that game is 43. I bumped it up to 54.5 and took the under. Chiefs don't like to put up a lot of points. Even though I just said, like, this might be one of those games where he throws, like, 3 touchdowns, but, like, maybe they put up 28 and the Panthers don't put up too many points because the Chiefs' defense is good. They're really good. Watson bumped it up to 52.5 and took the under. Next game, we have NFC North battle. Vikings, who are 3.5-point favorites on the road in Chicago against the Bears. I like Bears plus 7.5. I think the Bears can keep it close. I think the Bears can mess around and win. Do I think the Bears are a good team right now? No. But I think they have so much talent on that team that they can mess around and win games. Like, I think what's holding them back is their coaching. Their coaching staff is just not the greatest. So I think this might be one of those games where they're at home, they're playing a division rival. They can keep it close. They might mess around and win. So I like Bears plus 7.5. Watson has Vikings money line. Nothing wrong with that. Over under in that game is 39.5. And I bumped it up to 52.5 in the under. Watson bumped it down to 31.5 in the over. So that's our first game where we're definitely on different ends of things. Both of us can win, but it is the first game this week that we're like seeing things a little differently. Next game, we got my Cowboys on the road at the Commanders, who are 10.5 point favorites. I like Commanders -6.5. I think Commanders win by at least a tutty. Dan Quinn has the Cowboys, his former team, coming to Washington, D.C. to play them. Yeah, he's about to demolish us. He's going to make us look so bad. Like, remember when the Lions played the Cowboys and the Lions kept trying to throw it to, like, offensive linemen just to, like, rub it into the Cowboys because they got played the year before? Yeah, Dan Quinn's about to do some wild stuff. Like, he's about to have defenders out there scoring touchdowns. Like, I'm pretty sure every Commander that used to be a Cowboy that's on the Commanders right now will probably be a team captain. Just out of spite. Like, yo, you really let us walk? And look what's going on over there now. And you blamed us. That's coming from Dan Quinn. That's what I could see happening. So, yeah, I got Commanders -6.5. Watson has Commanders -5. Over under in that game is 45.5. I'm bumping it down to 38.5, taking the over. Watson bumped it down to 39.5, took the over. So another game that we're real close on things. Next game, we got Bucks on the road at the Giants. The Bucks are 5.5 point favorites. And I took Bucks money line. Giants just benched Daniel Jones. He's donezo in there. They got Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito is one of those dudes that, like, come in and you're like, who the heck is this guy? And then he mess around and win somehow on some crazy last second drive, kick a field goal because they kept it close. Yeah, I'm not messing with Tommy DeVito, but I do think the Bucks win this game. I think they're the better team, but I'm a little too worried to play with the spread. So I'm just going Bucks money line. Watson has Bucks -2.5. Over under in that game is 42. I bumped it down to 35.5 and took the over. Watson bumped it up to 51.5 and took the under. Next game, we got Patriots at Dolphins. Dolphins are 7-point favorites. I like Patriots +10.5. I like the Patriots to cover these big spreads. Like, they keep games close. Because Vegas clearly disrespects them because their record, they're not a great team, but they're keeping games close. They're not winning them, but it's like 3 minutes left. It's like, oh, shoot, the Patriots might win this game. And then it's like, oh, never mind. Other team kicked a field goal, won the game, or another team scored a touchdown last minute. This game's over, but they're keeping it close. So, yeah, I like Patriots +10.5. Watson has Dolphins -2.5. Over under in that game is 46. I like 55.5 in the under. 5-5-5. Watson likes 39 in the over. Next game, we have Titans at Texans. Texans are 8.5 point favorites. AFC South matchup. I like Texans -5.5. I know I'm preaching this whole like divisional games thing, but I think the Texans kind of got their groove back against the Dallas Cowboys last Monday. I think they're going to come out and play the Titans. They'll most likely beat them pretty handedly, especially because they got Nico Collins back, who should have had a touchdown the very first play of the game, but they got called back. Shout out to them. I mean, the Cowboys still got blown out, but yeah, Nico Collins is back. I take Texans -5.5. Watson likes Texans -3. Over under in that game is 42. I bumped it down to 36.5, took the over. Watson bumped it up to 51 in the under. Next game, we have Broncos on the road at the Raiders. Broncos are 5.5 point favorites. I like Broncos money line. Watson likes Broncos -2.5. I think the Broncos are a better team. I think they can go in and win. I think the Raiders are struggling right now. They have no aspirations to win games. But who knows? But nah, I like the Broncos in that game. Over under in that game is 41. I bumped it up to 52.5, took the under. Watson brought it down to 32.5, took the over. Next game, we have Cardinals on the road at the Seahawks. Seahawks are 1-point favorites. I like Cardinals plus 7.5. Watson likes Cardinals plus 6. I think the Cardinals might be the best team in the NFC West. They might be. I'm not really sure, but I think they've covered dang near every game, so I can see them covering easily with the 7.5, and even the plus 6, I can see that too. Over-under in that game is 47.5. I bumped it down to 38.5 and took the over. Watson bumped it down to 40.5, took the over. Next game, we have 49ers at Packers. Packers are 2.5-point favorites. I like 49ers plus 3.5. Watson likes 49ers plus 8. I think the 49ers are a better team than the Packers. I think they're both struggling, like, in their own right. Kind of like the same thing, like, where it's like you got all the talent. You're supposed to have all this potential, but something's off. Don't know what it is, but something's off. But I think the 49ers could 100% keep it close, and they could 100% win this game. That's why I like the plus whatever. But plus 3.5 is safe. Watson's plus 8 for the 49ers is super safe, and I like it. But I already wrote down what I wrote down, so I'm going with my gut. Over-under in that game is 47.5. I bumped it down to 40.5, took the over. Watson bumped it down to 40.5, took the over. So, exact same pick. Maybe that's the one. That's the one him and I are seeing eye to eye perfectly. That's the one you put some money on. Next game, we have Eagles, who are 2.5-point favorites on the road at the Rams. I like Eagles minus 1.5. Watson like Eagles money line. I think when Watson picks Eagles money line, I think he doesn't want to be biased. He doesn't want to be a homer. So he's like, you know what? I'll just pick them to win. I'm not going to pick them to cover a spread. I think, like, deep down, he's like, he doesn't trust that the Eagles are who the Eagles are. So I think he's struggling with that internally. And I get that. I get that. He's probably going to listen and it's like, bro, what the hell are you talking about? I don't know. I'll just be trying to psychoanalyze people, and I'd be wrong a lot. But I'd be right a lot, too. That's deep. So, yeah, Eagles minus 1.5. The spread is minus 2.5, but that minus 1.5, it just feels a little safer. I think the Rams could keep it close. Who knows? But I do think the Eagles win. I think they're just the better team. Over-under in that game is 48.5. I bumped it up to 58.5, took the under. Watson bumped it up to 57.5, took the under. And the Monday night game, last game of the week, should be a good one. We got Ravens on the road at the Chargers. Ravens are 3-point favorites. Dang, now I'm looking at it. We got a Sunday night game where the Rams are home. And then there's a Monday night game where the Chargers are home. And if you know, they both play in the same stadium. So imagine all the work that they're going to have to do to set, like, to change everything from Rams to Chargers overnight. Like, they're probably going to start as soon as the game's over. I wouldn't be surprised. But no, that's pretty cool. So yeah, we got Ravens, 3-point favorites on the road at the Chargers. I like Chargers money line, which is a little gambly. You know, I give you one game a week. I like Chargers money line, and Watson likes Chargers plus 8.5. So he might even have that thought process like, yo, the Chargers might mess around and win this game. It's possible. But he's like, I'm going to be safe. Me? Nah. Not being safe. Not this game. We want some bread. And I think the Chargers might take this game, man. Over-under in this game is 49.5. I bumped it down to 38.5, took the over. And he bumped it up to 58.5 and took the under. And those are our week 12 picks. I really hope y'all tailing. I really hope y'all eating, because everybody's got to eat here over at Sunday Spreads. You know what I mean? But like I said earlier, Watson wasn't able to give me his parlay picks. However, I do have a parlay that I will give y'all. So for Sunday, I like Texans money line, Lions money line. Super safe. They should win these games. Texans should beat the Titans. The Lions should beat the Colts. I would say the only one I'd be a little worried about is maybe the Lions, because they're on the road. But Nah, the Lions, I think they win that game. So Texans money line, Lions money line. I like Patrick Mahomes 2+ touchdown passes. I think he bounces back. I think he's trying to get a little mojo going, a little groove going after that loss, going into the playoffs. Even though we got some time to go into the playoffs, but I think this is when the streak starts. So I got Mahomes 2+ touchdowns against the Panthers. That's not asking for too much. Then a St. Brown. Amon Ra St. Brown anytime touchdown. This man has been scoring touchdowns every week. It's what he does. It's what the Lions do. They get him the ball in the end zone. He does a weird dance. It's what he does. So I'll run that back for you. I like Lions money line. I like Texans money line. I like Mahomes 2+ passing touchdowns. And I like a St. Brown anytime touchdown. And you already know with add-ons, if you want to add something on, you know you got a Derrick Henry anytime touchdown. You know, you might even have a Brian Robinson anytime touchdown against the Cowboys. So, yeah, look at your add-ons, see what you can do. But with that said, I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Next week, Watson should be back. We should be back in full effect. I know y'all missed the boy. I know I missed the boy. I'm glad he had a good trip, even though it ended on some pretty rough circumstances in the travel situation. Flights getting canceled, just being stuck in a different country. That's got to suck. But yeah, man, we miss you. Get here, bro. And we're going to give these people these picks, man. And on that note, keep it tight. Hey, this is Brian Bracey from Sunday Spreads, and I just want to give you a disclaimer, letting you know we are not professionals, so I need you to bet responsibly. So don't go out there betting your mortgage on everything. Hey, if you like the parlay, you like the parlay. Make sure you talk to your significant other. Talk to the people that actually need your money to survive. Talk to your kids before you go throwing hundreds of dollars on a parlay pie that we gave y'all, because you need to understand we're not professionals. We're human. We make mistakes. Sometimes things don't go our way. So every bet is liable to lose. However, we do be eating, and we do be winning, so stick with us. But remember, disclaimer, we are not professionals. Please bet responsibly. Love y'all.